The original bill would have allowed people in New Hampshire to exchange dirty syringes for clean ones at designated places, something 36 other states currently do, including all other New England states. It would also have decriminalized heroin residue found on used syringes. But many lawmakers, even those who supported the idea of a needle exchange, say this bill needs more work. That's why the Senate backed a study commission that would include lawmakers from both chambers, as well as members from the substance abuse community, medical field, and public safety. Representative Joe Hannon of Lee, the main sponsor of the bill, says he would have preferred his version of the bill, but calls this a positive step forward.
Obviously, that was the goal, but we're not that much further from our goal right now. And actually, it might take us a little longer, but it'll be a lot stronger when we get there, I think.
The commission's recommendations are due by November, which Hannon says gives him plenty of time to have new legislation ready for next session. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.